Oakland, L.A., Oakland, Vegas, Raider Nation, wherever, forever. You got your old Uncle Mosh and Raiders Fan Radio from Murph's Man Cave taking a lighter journey into the dark side. Sit back, put your feet up, pop a top, and enjoy the ride. Here we go! We miss you, we love you, and we'll see you in the Hall of Fame.
When you have great coaches, then after you have great coaches, you get great players, you have a great organization, and you tell them one thing, just win, baby.
Way up the middle, intercepted Villapiano!
Football,
and
I
think Oakland victory. The Oakland
Raiders
have scored
on the most
seemingly
unbelievable, absolutely impossible dream of a play.
Well, I love this
team. I think this team can win. What is up, Raider Nation? Your buddy Murph back once again for what I hope will be a fantastic episode of Raiders Fan Radio, episode number 190 of Raiders Fan Radio here in Murph's Fan Cave. It certainly will be more fantastic than the last, 95 days we have spent in Loserville, because the Raiders tanked out another one against the formerly San Diego Dolts, the Chargers. Man, what a bummer, man. What a drag. We're going to get into a lot of it later tonight. Console. This is where Mosh should be yelling at me. Console one another in this law. That's the thing that sucks about Thursday games. It's like when you lose, right? Because there's like this style. There's like an extra few days of suckage because you got to deal with the team being a loser. It's unfortunate that the Raiders did. They tanked out, and we are now officially kind of out of the playoffs. But anyways, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. My name is Murph. I'll be your host for tonight. I'm the only one here in the fan cave, just me. Like, if you know that meme of John Travolta from Pulp Fiction kind of looking around the room, that's me. It's an empty night here in the fan cave. I'll show you here what it looks like. It's just me. But it's the good news is that it's you. It's everybody in the chat room. It's everybody listening. And we have the best chat room in the world. All you got to do is go to youtube.com/Murph's Fan Cave every Wednesday night at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, and jump in with the best chat. And already, Kill Jadis, one of our regulars around here, one of our made men, one of the favorites of our show. Lots of folks in there: Full Metal Mexican, Tony Law, Chevy Raider, Alpha Desparza, The Raider Critique, Pirate 1975, Michelle Sweat, Swaggo's best friend, Lee B is in there, Ty, ta-da, Raider, Raider from Rosa's in there. But Kill Jadis just dropped us $100 super chat. Kill Jadis, thank you, brother. Thank you so very, very much. That is incredibly generous, incredibly kind of you to do that. Wow, what an amazing gift. And this is we never lobby for donations around here, but just know this, that any of the money that we get passes right from us into the One Nation Foundation. And that is a foundation that we founded with Raider Cody that supports 100% Raider charities. And so thank you, Kill Jadis. That is absolutely incredibly generous of you. And man, I'm floored. That is amazing. Thank you. Thank you so very much. I must kind of start off on a little bit of a down note. It's Christmas season. We're going to have a lot of joyful spirit around here, even though we root for the team that can't freaking make their way into a playoff appearance. And Cousin Sonny is going to join us here in about 30 minutes, which will be a lot of fun. But just at the top of the show, I want to kind of hit something. So here in the fan cave, you see it's completely empty around here. And that's because Uncle Mosh, today is his birthday, which we're going to talk about in a minute. Happy birthday, Uncle Mosh. But my buddy Swag Jeff, my best friend who sits across from me here at the fan cave desk, can't join us tonight because he's got the COVID. Okay. So he's not here tonight, and he's at home recovering. Him and his wife both have the COVID. And so they are recovering. They are fine. Their symptoms are relatively mild. Headache, sinusy, loss of taste and smell, those sorts of things. So the good news is that, you know, they are in relatively well considering it. But they're going to go through the Christmas holiday with this, and they're going to, it's a big challenge for their family, of course, and being isolated and quarantined and all that. But here's the thing. Jeff had a negative test the Friday before we did this show and then turned out positive afterwards. So he was positive with it when he sat across from me in this very fan cave a week ago today. And I tell you this whole story because I tell you this, Raider Nation, that like as a football viewer, as a television viewer, when I see these guys and girls in their in the booth and doing these, you know, different like sets, then they're at these giant desks and they're 6 feet apart and they got partitions up and all that stuff, I thought that was pretty silly. I'm like, why are you sitting? But you got plexiglass between you? Like, come on, man. No, really. Like, Jeff and I, if you look at the way that the fan cave is structured, there's a big giant monitor in front of me and cameras and speakers and stuff. And there's really not a, like, we can see each other, but it's not really like a lot here. That's probably the only reason that I'm sitting here right now with, I took a test yesterday and it came out negative, but it's because of that. So I say that to say this, wear your mask, socially distance. It's not a joke. Like, we weren't cavalier about it. Like, I'm not, it's like, you know, like, and it's not, please don't make this a political thing. I can't see what's going on in the chat, but like, it's not like, it's just like, it's a real thing. But like, and I don't feel like we didn't treat it with the respect and that it deserved and, you know, wore our masks and were diligent about it. But one little thing, like there are two people, three people really that ever come into my home. That's my boo, Max. That's Jeff. And that's Uncle Mosh. And so, and be even limited to that, we were still at risk. And it's a big deal because like my boo, I just mentioned, she's high risk. She got asthma. Well, what if I would have given it to her over that weekend if I had got it from Jeff, right? So take this stuff seriously, Raider Nation. It's not a joke, man. And we're so close. We're right around the corner from a vaccine. And so just be diligent through Christmas. I know it sucks. I know it sucks not getting together with your family. I miss my family too. I miss my best friend. I miss my Uncle Mosh tonight. So it sucks, but we got to do it. And we're getting close. So let's hang out with each other virtually. Let's do this Raider thing every week. Let's jump in here to the chat. Let's do all this stuff, man. And I'm seeing, I'm not able to keep up with the chat a ton, but I see some comments in there about folks that have had it. I know Michelle has dealt with it with her family. And it's just, look, man, it ain't no joke at all. So anyways, I'm going to hit a break here so we can kind of hit the reset button. And then we'll jump into this, this big episode of Raiders Fan Radio coming up. Appreciate you joining us. Stay safe out there, folks, man.
Patrick Claybaum with NFL Network here. Hey, folks, I know three things you might like. Do you like football? Do you like the Las Vegas Raiders? Do you like listening to things? I'll add a fourth. Do you like swag? Well, here we got Swag Jeff, Murph, Uncle Mosh. This is Raiders Fan Radio.
What's up, everyone? This is Marius Hurst with the Las Vegas Raiders, and you're listening to Raiders Fan Radio with Murph, Mosh, and Swag Jeff. Just win, baby. Thanks.
All right, appreciate you joining us here for episode number 190 of Raiders Fan Radio. So, as I mentioned, my name's Murph, and my buddy Swag Jeff normally joins me across here in the fan cave. He's now at what used to be, we would joke, his little segment he called Aloha Corner. It's now going to be COVID Corner until he returns. So while Jeff is in COVID Corner, he's got to call in some of his segments. And one of the segments that Jeff does is our episode number. And so that episode number, he takes it and refers it back to something significant within Raider Nation. And so this episode being number 190 of Raiders Fan Radio, let's see what Swag Jeff has to say.
What's up, Raider Nation? It's your boy Swag Jeff coming at you with episode number 190 of RFR Live. Wish I could be there because we all know we want to take a trip to Aloha Corner after Thursday night's game. But Swag Jeff is visiting another corner. We like to call that COVID Corner. That's right, I'm in quarantine, but that doesn't stop me from taking every episode number and relating it back to Raider history. And this episode is episode number 190. We're going back to the 1999 season. That's right. And we're going to talk about one of my favorite number 24s, Charles Woodson. Pro Bowl season, all pro season. But it's not the stat that you would think. Yes, that season he did have a pick six, a fumble recovery, 61 combo tackles, 52 solo tackles, 9 assisted tackles, and 3 tackles for loss. But that season, he was on the offensive side of the ball. He had 1 reception that year for 19 yards. That's right. So that year he averaged 19.0 yards per reception. Have a great show.
Nicely done, Swaggo. Good job. Oh, I got to do that. I got to remember to hit all these things now here because I'm the button guy tonight. Hey, like I'm missing my button men. You know what I mean? Like, hey, the button men are missing. All right, let's get some contact, then we'll jump in.
All right, boys and girls, pay attention. You got your old Uncle Mosh here with an update. That's right. I got some stuff for you. Take out a piece of paper, a pencil, a pen. Heck, use your pocket knife and carve the info into your dashboard as you're driving down the highway. First off, you need to like us on our fan page on Facebook. That's right. Go to Facebook at Raiders Fan Radio Podcast. Don't forget about the Twitter. You know your old Uncle Mosh, he twits now. That's right. Go to at Raiders Fan Radio. Also, don't forget the Instagram at Raiders Fan Radio. Or what about our website? That's right, RaidersFanRadio.com. Heck, if you want to, you can even email us show at RaidersFanRadio.com or call us on the Raiders Fan Radio Hotline, 909-345-3346. That's 909-345-3346. Don't forget Merv's Fan Cave on the YouTube, where you can get all the show links, like the Fan Club Blitz with Splatterhead and Fitz. Find all our stuff on podcast providers like Stitcher, iTunes, and Google Play. All right, did I hit the time limit?
Good. All right, appreciate you. The one and only, the legendary there, the man that does that voiceover is our Uncle Mosh. And he is my Uncle Mosh, my Uncle Mark in real life. And I got a lot of respect for that guy. And we always, at the top of this show, we like to do a little bit of respect. You know, we don't do props. We don't do shout outs. There's nothing wrong with those things. But around here, we'd like to do respect. And so I want to give Uncle Mosh respect. Today is his birthday. And so happy, very happy birthday, Uncle Mosh. Oh, I almost called him Mark again. Whatever, I'm going to call him Uncle Mark for this. Uncle Mark, happy freaking birthday, man. We love you. And Raider Nation loves you. All the listening audience of RFR loves you. He doesn't do social media anymore. He decided to give it up. And frankly, he's a better man for it. And so all we could be. If it wasn't for this show, I probably wouldn't do much of it either. But anyways, so he doesn't do the social media, but he got so many amazing messages on social media that my Aunt Kathy shared all those messages. He sent me a text earlier and he said, please let everybody know how appreciative I am of them sending all the birthday wishes. He said, and Kathy sat there and read me like over 200 messages from you all. So from Uncle Mosh to you, thank you very much for all those birthday wishes. And I miss him tonight, but I got a chance to talk to him earlier today. And very happy birthday to you, Uncle Mosh. And so much respect. He is now like, not only now, and has been for a while, he's like the patriarch of our family. Like, he's the man. Like, he's the guy. He sits at the head of the table, if you know what I mean. So it was so good stuff there from him as always. And we'll be endlessly thankful to him for the contribution that he has given to Raiders Fan Radio. When Cousin Sonny couldn't stop having kids and had to kind of retire from the show, Uncle Mosh stepped right on in like it was nothing and didn't even like just took over and has been an amazing co-host in, since then. And it's been awesome. And our show has gone to just heights that we didn't frankly even expect it. And so much of that is because of Uncle Mosh and his work and dedication to what we do around here. So thank you, Mosh. All right. I got another little bit of respect. I'm gonna give respect to the 1976 Raiders. I'm talking about the Raiders that won the first championship for us, the first of those 3 Lombardi trophies. Let's go back to December 26th. So when we play against Miami this Saturday, that will then be the 48 year anniversary of the day that we beat the Pittsburgh Steelers after appearing in 4 straight AFC championship games. The Raiders finally take out the Pittsburgh Steelers to make their first appearance against the Minnesota Vikings in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl. So let's check in and hear the call for those 76 Raiders. And these are all the Raiders you know and love, man. This is Stabler, and it's Biletnikoff, and it's Van Egan, and it's Shell, and it's Upshaw, and it's Big Fella Dave Vela, it's Dalby, it's Beeler, it's Tatum, Atkinson, Thomas, Branch. Who am I missing? I'm missing people. It's all of them. It's amazing, right? This roster was incredible. Matuzak, like, you go on and on and on. But let's check in and hear the call from Bill King and NFL Films.
What's up, Raider Nation? It's your boy,
that's
Swag
not
Jeff,
that.
Coming at you with episode 9.
See what happens when I got to push the buttons? Okay, here we go. This is it, and it's Bill King and John Facenda, by the way. The guy, you'll recognize the voice. He's the guy that does the Autumn Wind.
Against Pittsburgh, Ray Guy was fearlessly protected. The Steeler punter was not. And you begin partial block set up a Raider field goal. Then the defense rose up tall.
Stalwart to the left, out to the right is Swan. Split backs. Back goes Bradshaw. He's got time to throw. A lot of time. He fires one that Fuqua can't hold. It is intercepted by Hall. Hall is up from the 25 to the 20 to the 10. He's being run out of bounds on the 3-yard line.
Behind devastating blocking, Clarence Davis put the determined Raiders ahead 10 to nothing. The Oakland defense played with controlled fury. Growing stronger, tougher, every play was a challenge to be met and conquered. Raider execution and emotion were at a level Pittsburgh found unstoppable.
Stabler play fakes, drops back, here comes a rush, he gets rid of it to Frankston, touchdown Raider! Yeah!
With Pittsburgh's league-leading defense on the ropes, Coach Madden went for the clincher, ensuring the Raiders' Super Bowl date with destiny.
And Warren Banks inside. Here's the play fake. Stabler back. Here comes a blitz by him, but he throws. Touchdown, Raiders!
Yeah! There you go! Yeah. Great call, John!
Got him down now. Don't let up.
The Raiders never faltered. Number 43, George Atkinson, the NFL's smallest strong safety, played with giant skills and intensity. The Raiders danced deservedly, casting a silver and black shadow across Steeler hopes. No team could deny these Raiders their place in the sun.
The Super Bowl really exists for the Oakland Raiders. All along they've been thinking it was somebody's crazy illusion. 10 seconds to go. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. The field is being engulfed by humanity. Time has run out.
Oh my gosh, man. I don't know about you guys, man, but that just, I love that stuff, man. I could listen to that stuff and watch that stuff all day. It's incredible. And I love it when we come up on these incredibly significant anniversaries. I was just looking up, like, you know, on times the Raiders have played on December 26th. And here's one of them, man. And there's been other ones too. Like, there's been other games that we have played, like, you know, some of the Rich Gannon led teams with us. Like, you know, I think we beat the Bills like 52-3 or something like that one time. Like there's been some very significant wins, but that's the significant win. Like, you know, that Pittsburgh team back then, you know, the team of the decades of the 70s, blah, 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 whatever all that crap is. But like, we finally knocked them off, like, because they had our number for the longest time. And we finally got them, and we got them at home. You know, you hear Bill King reference there, like the fans, like storming the field. And if you listen to stories from like Villapiano, he talks about how, you know, Franco's army was strong. That's what they called Franco Harris fans. Franco's Italian army was strong that day, but the Raider army was stronger, and they flooded the field. And like, just like that imagery from back then. And that's, it's just incredible. And if you ever want to check it out, not only can you find these things on like those clips and things on YouTube, but the entire game, like, you ever get in a funk about the freaking Raiders? I know I'm not the only one. Watch the 1976 AFC Championship game. It's on YouTube. Put it on your smart app on your TV and watch it. It's fun. Like, it's, well, at least it is for me. I don't know. Maybe maybe it's too old school for some people or whatnot, but I think that it's important to kind of know your history, to know where you got, and you know what I mean? And like, when you see those things, like, you wonder about like the winning legacy and the winning tradition of this team. It's so easy, and especially nowadays and in recent history, to get lost in what we are. But we haven't been this. We haven't been this, frankly, embarrassment at times. We haven't been this team that like is a constant letdown. This is a team that went to 4 AFC championship games before knocking off the Steelers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we were so relevant. We were dominant. And while the team may have made it in, you know, through tight games and, you know, like it goes to the post. There's another one for you. I believe that was a December 26th game. You know, the team may have not have been like, you know, back then it was 14 games. They weren't like 13-1 and like just crushing people by 40 points every game. And it wasn't that kind of domination. It was more like they made it into the positions where it required them to be great. And like the old saying goes, great players aren't always great, but they're always great when they have to be. And when the Raiders had to be great back in those days, they were, and we're not anymore. And that's sad. But anyway, so that's my little tirade about, like, you know, it's important to go back. It's important to listen to all that stuff, I think, as a Raider fan. And I'm an old guy. I'm an old school guy. But I think it's important to stay in touch with all that stuff. And frankly, I'll just say this. The Raiders kind of today are a bummer. Like, this week was a drag. And we're getting ready to have Cousin Sonny come in here in a few minutes. And we'll talk to him a lot about this game that happened against the Chargers. But while we're waiting for him to call in, which will just be about 5 more minutes, kind of my spirit around it is this. And I'm curious to hear what you all have to say in the chat room. I'm going to have a lot of trouble keeping up with the chat tonight. I always do, but especially tonight running everything. But I will always go back and read it. So I'm going to go back there and I'm going to read all, and catch up with everything that you all have to say in there. But here's what how I feel about the present day Raiders. And this isn't, you know, we don't do analytics around here. We're not, I mean, I'll get into numbers and all that kind of crap sometimes, but I'm not trying to like get into the weeds and be pretend analyst and tell you I'm some insider. And so like that doesn't happen. But I am a fan, and I've been a fan of this freaking team for a long time, and I'd like to say that I'm a well-versed fan on the history of this team. And where we're at today, I think this is the ultimate challenge for us, is that going forward, like next season, even if they start 10-0, I'm going to be skeptical, and I think you will be too. And it doesn't matter to me from now on, at least with this regime, John Gruden, whoever our defensive coordinator is going to be, Greg Olsen, Mike Mayock, okay? I'm not saying it's going to always be this kind of a letdown, but as of right now, as it stands today, it doesn't matter who you beat. It doesn't matter what your record is. We can't trust you. Like, this team was 6-3 and had beat the Saints, who are our likely Super Bowl favorite, the Chiefs, who are our likely Super Bowl favorite, the Browns, who are freaking killing it in the AFC, right? One at Arrowhead. It's like we completely sold out our season for this Arrowhead game. And oh yeah, by the way, we still got to play the freaking Falcons. Like, so again, I'm not going to try to give you some like film thing and try to be like, oh, well, this is why. And because of this set and this thing, and this person did that, whatever that you can debate that endlessly. And I'll wait. I'll save that for the pros like Ted Wynn to do that kind of stuff. But but in terms of like a team and how I feel about the Raiders, I freaking can't trust them anymore. It doesn't matter what they do to me now, or what they do to me, what they do to us now, that like, it doesn't matter what they do. Like it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you have a winning record in the back half of the season. We can't trust you, because you can put out these amazing performances and these baller games against these incredible teams, and then you crap the bed against the freaking Chargers, and then you crap the bed against the freaking Falcons, and then it takes you a miracle to beat a then 0-4 team and now a 1-win team in the Jets. Like, I don't know about you guys, man, but look, I don't get mad. I'm not like an angry guy. I don't get mad at people and things and whatever, because it's can be a wasted emotion. But I'm frustrated. It's stupid. The Raiders right now are stupid. Thank you, Cousin Sonny. Right on cue. Sonny, I just got done calling the Raiders stupid, And I'm going to try to get you into the shot here. It'll take me just a second. But welcome to the show, the original co-founder of what we do here at Raiders Fan Radio. And I'm talking about my good friend and yours from the West Coast, Cousin Sonny. What's up, Cousin Sonny?
Murph, how you doing, man? Thanks for welcoming me back home. I feel like Norm coming back to Cheers after a long time away drinking Busch Light somewhere else.
So the chat room collectively goes, Sonny!
Hey!
Well, I gotta tell you this, man. So I just started a tirade. It's a good thing that you called in because I felt like, you know, I can get a little...
I was watching it.
I can get a little whiny, Sonny.
I was watching it.
I could get a little whiny and yeah, listen, yeah. And it's it, but I'm pissed, dude. Like, and again, I just said I don't get angry, but kind of am. Like, dang it, Raiders, talk to me, Sonny.
Okay, Flanders. Dang it, Raiders!
Darn it!
Oh, jeez, gosh,
golly, Raiders!
Your first mistake was this.
Becoming a Raider fan?
No, well, you didn't have a choice with that.
Yeah, right? I know.
Back hair and being a Raiders fan, we were born no matter what. Well, I guess you got yours waxed off. That's the topic for a different show.
That's anyway. Lasers, dude. Lasers.
That's too much. You said, I can't trust him anymore. Wasn't that what you just said like 2 minutes ago?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I can't trust him.
Okay, you dummy. When could you trust him?
Well, here's the thing, man. Once upon a time, when we were having...
When's the last time?
When you were in high school,
you were like above the age of like abstract thinking that the Raiders were relevant.
Okay, here's the thing. The last time John Gruden was the coach of the then Oakland Raiders, when they were having a successful season, we could then trust that the consistency of the play of the team would carry. Now, doesn't mean that they were always going to be championship caliber, but a lot of times they were. And if we got off to a hot start, that momentum carried through the course of the year. And so I'm shocked that now here it is 2 years in a row under John Gruden, that now we've started off with this momentum and then fell off a cliff. Like, I just don't understand how you can be so highly competitive against such good teams and then dump against bad football teams. I know COVID. Yes, I understand injuries. Yes, I understand. But everybody's playing the same thing. Everyone's playing the same game under the same conditions, and it wasn't like that last year. There wasn't no COVID last year. What the hell happened, man? All of a sudden, we can't win a home game? We got this big, new, pretty stadium. Like, and part of me, too, is glad that there ain't no fans. Because you want to talk about, look, if they're any kind of sensitive to the Boo Birds, like, guess what? Freaking Vegas fan would have been all over them crapping it up in their home stadium after they just spent thousands of dollars on their freaking season tickets. Welcome to the show, Cousin Sonny. You talk.
What? Jeez, what is this, Sad Sack Radio?
I'm pissed. Maybe I am angry within context.
Where's that newcomer, Swag Jeff? Where's he at? Mr. Aloha Corner. Mr. Marcus Mariota is going to be the savior. I got one for you, Murph. What episode number is this? 190, right?
Yeah, 190.
Episode 190?
Yeah, 190. Okay.
1-9 and 0, correct?
Correct.
What's 9 minus 1?
9 minus 1? It's 8.
Yeah, 190. 9 yeah. minus Sorry, 1
Sorry, I don't
is
do
8,
math.
Okay? 8 for Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
That's his number, right?
Yeah, 8.
Yeah, well, there's also a zero left that stands for zero wins for Marcus Mariota this year. There's your 190, episode 190. Anyway, Murph, here's where I'm at with the whole thing. If our defense was ten steps up the rank, if they were like the 16th best or 17th best defense in the league, what do you think our record would be right now?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it would certainly be a winning one.
What do you think it would be? I mean, if you had to look at the games.
Well, okay, with 2 games left. All right, so, yeah, I think we could be a 10-4 squad.
Okay. So why is everybody up in arms? The offense is good.
Because how come we can handle the best offense in all of football and the freaking Chiefs, and then we can't handle Justin Herbert? Come on, man. That's what I don't get.
When's the last time you lived life as a human being, Murph? We're not consistent. Consistency is like the highest rated trait of a human being. That's why we love and hate the Belichicks and Bradys of the world when they're consistently kicking everybody's ass for 17 years. You know what I'm saying? And so we have to learn to be consistent. And now with Gruden and Carr, year three, they're doing fine. Our offense is good enough that Mariota, who did get beat out by Ryan Tannehill, let's not forget, can step in and play great on a whim, right? And the whole offense shifted to his style. So the offense is good. The offensive line is good. We're good there. If we had a halfway decent defense, our team would be great. And so I'm not as concerned as everybody, you know, I'm not jumping off the ledge, so to say. Now, have we whiffed on some draft picks? I agree. Do I agree with Q on his favorite guy, Cleland Farrell, whatever his name is? We whiffed on him for sure. But if we could just shore up a couple different things on defense, dude, our team would be right in the mix, man. We could hang with anybody, dude.
Yeah, but we're not. But we're not hanging with anybody.
No, we're not.
We can't even hang with the worst teams in football. And that's the part that that's what I don't understand. And like, and I hear you, man, on consistency. Like, I get it. And like, if the Falcons game was an anomaly and they snap right back and take care of it, like, then fine. Like, I get it. They're going to have letdowns. But this now, it's like all of a sudden we went from like, you know, being an incredibly relevant football team. And that's all we were looking for this season, was a return to relevance. And we did. We returned to relevance. And as soon as we got there, we crapped ourselves and didn't come back out of the locker room like Lamar Jackson did to keep winning. We just kept crapping, and we've just been crapping ever since. Then now we're sitting in our own crap.
I heard
crap.
A rumor that Paul Pierce was the same thing, that he wasn't injured. They took him out on the wheelchair because he crapped himself too.
Oh, so they wouldn't see?
Yeah.
So you couldn't see that? Yeah, because green and brown don't go together.
But, you know, I hear all the talk about, well, now it's Gruden. It's Gruden's fault. It's always somebody's fault. You know, I think we're always looking to blame somebody for something. You know, we fired Gunther. Obviously, Gunther was a big part of the deal. The defense just I mean, who's our leader? Who's the centerpiece on defense that's gonna galvanize everyone? We don't have that, man. Like, do I agree that trading Mac was the right thing? Yes. But that set us back on defense for years. We all knew that. So I don't know. If anything, do you blame Gruden or do you blame Mayock? Does Gruden have the right players to have a good defense with, or does Gruden not have the right players? So is it Mayock's fault?
All right. I got to say, at this point, Gruden's got to start taking this on the nose, man. And listen, this is going to, like, yeah, if I'm sad sacking, I'm sad sacking. And Mosh might be yelling at me right now, tell me to knock it off, but you know.
Well, it's, he ain't here.
Talk. And here's the truth, man. Here is the absolute truth of this team. And this is where, yes, Paul Gunther was at fault. But if Paul Gunther was at fault because Gruden left him in for, you know, left him in position for too long, which there's a lot of talk in the chat room tonight. And for, actually, first off, before I move on, Ryan Miller with the $5 donation in there. Thank you very much, Ryan Miller. Appreciate that super
nice
chat.
Nice, Ryan Miller.
Absolutely. 100% of that goes to One Nation Foundation. You rock, dude. Thank you. He says, Merry Christmas, Murph, Swag Mosh, and all of Raider Nation. We're going to be fine in the long run. Hey, it's not Lane Kiffin and Jamarcus Russell problems. Mm-hmm. That's true. All right. So appreciate you, Ryan Miller. Here's the reality of it, Sonny. So if Gunther is left in position for too long, then that's on Gruden too. Because now, like in the chat, the folks were mentioning about Will Compton's comments on their last episode of Bussin' with the Boys. No free shout outs.
Murph, Swag Jeff, and who's the third guy?
But Will on Bussin' with the Boys was talking about Gunther and about how he might have lost the locker room and they might have been put into some confusing situations last year when Compton was in there, and about how like the playbook was so huge and they would only like install like a handful of plays and then they'd get into game situations and he'd be calling plays they hadn't run yet. And yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and so... Okay, but if that's the case, yes, you're at fault, Paul Gunther. But Gruden's the guy calling the shot. If you're the president of the company and your vice president is blown it every week, well, whose fault is it ultimately? It's yours because you're
hold on. Go ahead. Well, are you done?
No, because I got some stats to read. Welcome to the show, Cousin Sonny. You'll get to talk for 6 seconds tonight. Appreciate you joining me.
This is awesome. Keep going.
I invited you to the show so I could yell at you.
Hey, I get paid to get yelled at all day long. That's good.
Okay. All right, so here's the reality of John Gruden, and then I'm gonna turn this all over to holy crap, dude, are you looking at our chat room?
Yeah, did somebody just donate that much money?
Oh my gosh,
Somebody
just donated that much money. Oh my god. Okay, Pirate 1975, thank you for the $4.99 donation. We appreciate you, Pirate 1975. And just above that, Jesse Perkins. Thank you, Jesse Perkins. He just donated $200. Freaking $200. That is, I'm, here I am with all these words. I'm speechless.
Hey.
What a blessing. That is amazing. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, Murph, I'm just going to say it. You probably should have me on more often, bro. That's all I'm going to say. When's the last time Swag Jeff pulled in $200, huh?
Swag Jeff cost me $200 every week.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Jesse, thank you so much. That's
awesome, Jesse.
Awesome. 100% of that is going to go to the One Nation Foundation, as you know. And that supports the Biletnikoff Foundation. That's going to support the Stabler XO Foundation, Greater Youth Sports Association. We're trying to do so much different good with this money. We supported Allison King and her cancer battle. And we're going to do more. And the more of these types of things, the more we're able to do, man. And so that is, Jesse, you are freaking, that is insane. Thank you very, very, very much. Gosh, it makes me feel like this is so insignificant, all this stuff we're talking about. When you see stuff like that, it's like, you know, here goes the guy bitching about the team again.
But the Raiders and the foundation and the nonprofit created the context for Jesse to be able to make a donation like that. So there you go.
Thank you, Sonny. There's a professional counselor right there. Appreciate that. Okay. Gosh, thank you, Jesse. Okay. Here's John Gruden. Here's the reality of John Gruden. This year, Sonny, first quarter, the Raiders have been outscored by 12 points in the first quarter, on average, 68-80. In the second quarter, the Raiders have been outscored 133-114. In the third quarter, the Raiders actually have the advantage. They've outscored their opponent 74-54. And then the Raiders have been outscored 148-118 in the fourth quarter. Okay, John Gruden is the de facto offensive coordinator and also enables whoever to be defensive coordinator. The team starts off pretty well at a 12-point deficit in the first quarter and at a 20-point advantage in the third quarter. It's those the second and fourth quarters where we start to die off. So what I know is that Gruden is an amazing planner, but I don't know how well he's adjusting on the fly. You blame it on him, blame it on Paul, got the blame on whoever. We're doing things well when they got time, but when we're doing things on the fly, not so much. All right? For the Raiders, the winning percentage, Sonny, of the last four Raiders full-time head coaches, Jack Del Rio, Hugh Jackson, John Gruden, and Dennis Allen. You want to guess where John ranks in that list of four?
Third.
Absolutely. You want to know who number one is?
Del Rio.
Yep. Jack Del Rio's winning percentage is 521. Hugh Jackson, who declared himself king of the Raiders only to get fired that way, is second at 500. John Gruden, 391, followed up by Dennis Allen at a 222. With the loss on Thursday, John Gruden's regular season as Raiders head coach falls to 56-54. That's the most losses in team history. He used to be tied with Tom Flores, who lost 53 games, but guess what? Flores has two Super Bowl wins and won 83 games. That's 30 more than he lost. When you look at John Gruden's coaching record as a Raider, he is 56-54. With Tampa Bay, he is 57-55. The guy has only had four double-digit seasons, three of them under the orchestrated Al Davis. Two under the orchestrated Al Davis teams, and then two double-digit win seasons under Tony Dungy's team. He is now going to have six seasons in a row where he's not going to attain double-digit wins. At what point? Now, look it. We're keeping coach. Like, he ain't going anywhere. 10-year contract. But at what point do we start looking at this and going, you know what? Maybe John is a 500 football coach. Now I'm done. I'm going to sit back. Sonny, take the show.
Well, all those stats are good. It does help put things in perspective, but you're basically except for the ones where you compared him to the other three Raider coaches, you're giving me all those stats about Gruden's coaching history isolated. They're in their own silo. So what would help is to have them compared to other coaches in the league. And what's the average? What's the average record for a guy who coaches in the NFL for 3 years or 5 years or 6 years? That would help put John Gruden in the bigger scope as far as across the NFL goes. That would help me understand that one better. As far as your comparison to Hugh Jackson, who was it, Dennis Allen and Del Rio, well, those three guys didn't accomplish anything anyway, so that's irrelevant. That's comparing crap to freaking molded crap. So it's all crap. None of it matters.
Other than the Hugh Jackson team collapsed.
Here's what I know right now. The offense is really good, can hang with anybody. Our defense is horrible. So our current issue, our practical fix, is we have to figure out the defense. So my question is, how do we fix the defense? Is it a pass rush? Is it linebackers? Is it defensive backs? Is it we have the right tool? We have the right personnel. We just need a better coach. That's where my head's at. It's how do we fix and tool up the defense? I think the offense is fine. It's our defense, man. It's our defense. If our defense was five spots up, we'd still be in playoff contention, man. It's our defense. Like I don't think we fire Gruden yet. I think, you know, he's building something. Carr's all right now. Our offense is fine. Like let's let this is what Raiders fans do, is because we have such trauma from Javon Walker signings and Kerry, you know, all these crazy things we've done, man. We're all traumatized. So we chill out. We let this thing keep moving forward. We like the Abrams signings. We like these, you know, the Ruggs signings. We can't hit on them all, and let this thing kind of ride out. And maybe by year five, if we're still bottom of the barrel and like nothing's moving, because right now things are moving, right? Like there's some good things happening over here, still stuck. Good things over here, we need to shore up this over here. And so, you know, as long as that's happening, I'm cool. But if we're just like bottom of the barrel, the laughing stock, then that's when I think we let Gruden go. But I don't think we're laughing stock. We're far from laughing stock, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, I agree, and we're not a laughing stock. I think it's just it's frustrating because we get to these points where we think that we're finally around the corner. We're finally like, yes, we have these weaknesses, and especially the weaknesses on defense. You know, like when we look at Corey Littleton, he's since 2010, the Raider linebacker since 2010 that have had zero sacks, zero takeaways, zero forced fumbles with 600 or more snaps, Tyre Whitehead, Miles Burris, and Corey Littleton. Like, you know, now is that Littleton's fault? I don't know, because we've, you know, he was certainly like one of the prizes of free agency. We were all so excited to see him come in. And did Gunther put him in a position to be successful? I don't know. I guess we'll find out as we see him close out the rest of this year. I certainly hope not, because I think he's a stud, man. I watched him play in the Super Bowl against Tom Brady. No one punks Tom Brady, but that guy did, right? Like, so like we have the potential to for this. And so I hope you're right, man. I'm sorry to be such a freaking sad set, but it's just really like Thursday night got me, man. I mean, as exciting as it was, and let's talk about the game a little bit. Like, it was really exciting, man. Like, we've joked a lot around here about Mariota and the whole our whole Aloha corner and all that kind of stuff. But really, we know Derek Carr's the man. And I still think he's the man going forward. I don't think Mariota won the job. There's a lot of people on there calling for that's now a controversy. Look, if Derek was out for the rest of the season and Mariota took us into the playoffs and then won a playoff game or two, then you got a quarterback controversy. But no, you don't.
Not at that point.
Right? Well, you know what I mean?
No controversy at all.
Well, right. But like, wouldn't it, like, don't you think, Sonny, wouldn't it have taken something of that significance. Right, to generate that actual controversy? Because right now there's no controversy, is there?
Dude, come on. This is our problem. We are our own problem, Murph. We watched Derek Carr get hurt. This guy comes in who the other defense has not prepared for at all. The guy hasn't played any significant playing time in, you know, over a year. He got kicked off his last team because he wasn't good enough to Ryan Tannehill. The best thing that he ever did is trick some hot chick into marrying him. And so, you know, Mariota comes in and plays a decent half of football, and everybody's like, yes! We need him, you know. Swag Jeff is in a coma, you know, a lust coma. And all of a sudden, Mariota's king of the world. It's like, slow down, man. Like, come on, you know, chill out. But Mariota did, I mean, it was exciting. What was it not exciting watching Mariota? And my head goes back to Pryor. Like, remember how much hope we had in Pryor being the dual threat and the longest run in the history? And man, Pryor was so close to being that guy for us. I mean, maybe Mariota could be the guy. I mean, who knows? But what I do know is that Carr beat Mariota in camp in front of all the coaches over an extended period of time. And he did that for a reason, and he's a starter for a reason. So I'm not going to say let's go Mariota right away. But I think if he comes in and wins the next two games for us, then we're talking. Then we're talking for sure.
Yeah, especially if he's taking care of the football. You know what I mean? If he's doing all the things. But, like, it was exciting, man. Just the spirit of the team. Like, you could really see everybody rally around him. I mean, Waller was goodness gracious. Like, yeah, I think we – I mean, and Waller was Mariota's first look constantly, and it showed. Like, and, you know, is that something Derek could do better? I don't know. Like, did that reveal something? I don't know. Again, I'm not a film guy, but – seeing Darren Waller have the kind of production that he did in that game was incredible. And I just loved the fire of Mariota. Like, this guy didn't play a game in, what, like over a year? And then now all of a sudden he comes in, and it's like, talk about picking up where you left off or whatever you want to call it, man. But he was fired up, man. That was an incredible performance. Sadly, because of the defense, we weren't able to close the game out. But, man, I'll say that it was inspired, right? Like, it was an inspired effort, and it was very exciting and very fun. But in terms of, like, long-term ramifications, like, I don't know. I don't even think he's going to play this week. I think Derek's going to try to make a go of it because, I mean, he was at practice today. If the guy's at practice today, he's gonna play on Saturday.
He tried playing with a broken back. He's going to play.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the guy that blew up his pinky and then freaking, you know, came running out. I loved your quote. Remember that when you were like, what did you say back then when Carr came running out of the locker room?
Like,
the curtain was open or something.
Luke Skywalker or something like that, wasn't it?
No, you're talking about like the like,
I know
the,
what Carr returned, wasn't
the
it?
The tomb being opened or something, though. You're like,
Yeah.
The stone was rolled back. The curtain was open. That's amazing, dude.
The veil was torn.
Here it comes.
Derek Carr and all his mascara rode out on the field. Pinky in toe.
It's funny
not
how
cool. Let my team lose this game, Khalil.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny how quickly we all forgot about his pinky when he blew up his back. You know what I mean? Like 2 weeks later or whatever. Or no, it was his leg.
Yeah, dude.
No, it was ankle, right? His back was later. It was his ankle. It was his ankle. He hurt his pinky, and then a couple games later is when he got it. Anyways, Derek's going to be our guy, man. And I'm proud for and of Derek Carr this season. I love the fiery leadership that he has demonstrated this season.
Yeah.
He's returned. We needed that, right? Talk about that, Sonny. Talk about that, and especially how it contrasts to like what the Gruden-Gannon relationship used to look like.
I think it just makes Carr respectable. You know, nobody respects the squeaky clean guy. You know, you want to respect, especially you want your leader to be somebody who's seasoned and can talk the talk, walk the walk. You're in a dark alley, can protect you. And Derek Carr was just never that guy. But I think this year he kind of got a little bit of the dark side of him, a little bit, Murph. I don't know where it came from, but I think it's been a good thing because you can't really lead a football team if you can't say a cuss word. I mean, it's a man's game. You got to have some cojones to you, you know? And he just always seemed like he didn't have that about him. And so it's neat to see this spark in him. Which again, to me, just brings it back to the defense. If we and the sad thing, Murph, our good buddy Josh DuBose, isn't that his name, right? Josh DuBose.
Yeah,
Derek Carr's best friend, right?
Yeah.
He
whatever Josh.
He posted something. I think you posted it too. Our defense improved this year by three spots, Murph. We went from 32nd in the league last year to 29th in the league this year.
Oh my gosh, we're so good.
In a couple categories. So again, it's just if our defense was halfway better, man, not even halfway, a quarter way better, we'd be in the mix.
Absolutely. That's a good point, man. So, all right. So I know this is where, you know, Mosh will be talking about keeping the faith. I love to hear this about, cause like, you know, look, Sonny, you've garnered a bit of a reputation at times about beating up on the team a little bit. It's kind of nice to hear this, this other side of it, especially when I'm over here trying to be the sad sack. Like, you're like, no, man, it really isn't that bad. So, all right, so we got this game against Miami, right? They're kind of the up-and-comer. There's always a team every year that no one expects and then jumps up. Like, Cleveland jumped up this year, right? Like, we knew they were going to be good.
Yeah,
But everybody kind of, like, with the amount of talent they had on that team, like, they were almost like an expected, like, contender, right? Well, but no one expected Miami. Like, this is a team that started off the season with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Now Tua comes in and is carrying all the momentum plus, and they got a defense. Like, they're legit, man. So what do you think? What's our outlook here? I mean, our playoff chances are like 5%. Like, so, I mean, our season's pretty much over, right? Now we're going to lock into that that time of year where we find other stories and things to root for. But before I get into that, let me ask you about this. What do you think about the game coming up this week? Do we see additional fire? Like, what do we see? Do we see them trying new things? Because now that everything's on the line, like, what do you expect?
Do they have the best defense in football?
Miami?
Yeah.
I don't know. Good call. Their chat room will know. Like, in terms of, like, yardage rankings and stuff, or what?
The best defense in all of football. At least points-wise. Looks like they give up 18.4 points a game. And I think that's the lowest.
We know they're playing well. I mean, they're playing.
Yeah. Lencho says, yeah. Thanks, Lencho.
Okay.
But they only scored 25 points a game. So, you know, we'll give up probably 30. So if we can score 30 points, we'll win. But, you know, that's every game this year. Do I think we can score 30 points against them? Can we put up 12 extra points against what they're already averaging is the question. The Chiefs put up 27 points against them. The Patriots put up 12. The Chargers put up 21. The Cardinals put up 31. The Rams put up 17. So just to give you an idea of what other team, you know, the Seahawks put up 31. The Bills put up 31. So, you know, you can put up some points, but not a lot of teams have put up that many points against them. So,
well, we know their run defense is good, right? Like, and so, all right, that's good stuff there, man. So we know the run defense is good. So they're going to, you know, it's going to be dependent on Derek or Marcus or whoever. And you know we can throw the ball. Like, you know, hopefully we'll see Henry Ruggs have an explosive game. We're kind of waiting for that big breakout game for him. He's had some pretty good performances, but we're looking for the big one from him. So, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll see it. But I would say this, Sonny. Now at this point, you know, as a fan, we got two games left. We only got two of these things left. And then we're done.
Yeah.
And then we got to go into the off season. So.
Whoa. We're not done.
What do you mean we're not done?
There's hope. There's a chance.
All right.
There's a chance. Hey. I got married. Okay. Never let that escape your mind. If you ever want to remember how much hope you should have in life, a guy like me got married. Okay.
To someone who will just say you outkicked your coverage.
To a saint.
A pretty saint. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. What
is we're good. Do? We have a chance, Murph. Yeah. We have a chance.
There is a chance. All right. So despite that 1-5% chance that we have to make the playoffs, this is the kind of time of year where, you know, I just appreciate the fact that we got two games left. Before we get in the offseason, it becomes draft season, right? So just appreciate the fact we get to see the Raiders on TV because by the time we get to like mid-July and we're all jonesing for football, you know, we're going to be missing times like this. So just lock into that.
Yes.
We can't get together, but, you know, join up with each other virtually, celebrate the Raiders, celebrate, you know, Raider fandom. But then also, like, I'm going to ask you this, Sonny. I tend to lock into, like, okay, because I'm an NFL fan. Clearly, obviously a Raider fan first and foremost, but like I love the NFL. And so I start to look at like okay, what are some of the other storylines that could have a chance to play out? Like, there's a Titans Green Bay game this weekend. Like, that's going to be a fascinating matchup to see that team against, you know, playing against Aaron Rodgers and you know, and whatnot. So, you know, the way Derrick Henry is just freaking wrecking people. But in terms of like Super Bowl matchups, what are you thinking? Like, it would be pretty cool to see like Aaron Rodgers, like the previous phenom versus the current phenom of Patrick Mahomes, to see like Ben Roethlisberger versus Drew Brees, you know, or to see Rodgers Roethlisberger again. Like, there's some pretty compelling matchups that could form here. We could see Brady Roethlisberger for the first time in the Super Bowl, right? Like, there's some cool stuff. What are you thinking in terms of like storyline now that the Raiders aren't part of it? What's something you're kind of hoping to see as a fan?
First of all, the Raiders are part of it. As small as a chance, they're part of it.
Going down the shit. You're playing that violin to the Titanic drops, dude.
Murph, it matters, bro. Think about it. How many years as a Raiders fan was it week 8 and you're already talking draft? I mean, really think about it.
Yeah.
Here it is. What's this coming week? What week are we in?
We're coming up on 15, right?
16, okay.
17, right?
So,
no,
16. So here we are as Raiders fans in week 15.
16. We got two left.
16.
Yeah, no more.
Now, I know it's a small chance, but up until this week, we were 3/4 of the way into the season with playoff hopes. We still have a small chance of making it. Sometimes you have to measure progress and not perfection, right? And Raiders are we're moving the needle. So let's keep all that. Always keep that in mind, man. But that said, I'm a dark mother effer, Murph. when the Raiders are out, I root for their rivals to lose. Period. And once they're all out, then I can like, all right, I just want to enjoy the Super Bowl. I don't really care at that point. So last year when it was Chiefs, Niners,
ugh,
dude, that was little. I wish I could cuss right now. This is the most appropriate timing ever for a cuss word is right now to talk about that Super Bowl. It was the worst. It was the worst thing. I almost didn't even watch Super Bowl. So I just always root for the people I hate to be out. So Roethlisberger, nope, don't want him in there. But Mahomes, nope, don't want him in there. And I just worked my way down the list.
Brady, so gone.
Yeah. So Aaron Rodgers, okay, I'll watch him. That's about it.
So what's so best case scenario for Raider fan might be like, well, listen, like you know, we love Will Compton, right? So I'll root for the boy. I'll root for Will, right? I'll root for the Titans. So like Titans, Packers. So what we're getting ready to see this weekend, hopefully maybe that will be our Super Bowl matchup. I think that would be something we could at least – you know, Aaron Rodgers, a Bay Area guy, grew up in Chico, right? Like, you know, that's something I could kind of wrap my brain around a little bit. You know, Titans got the local connection, Will Compton, all that stuff. Like, okay, maybe that. Derrick Henry's fun to watch. Like, right?
We'd love. I feel like there's a reason I should hate the Titans.
No, they beat the Chiefs. We love them. Like, we've seen them beat them in the postseason, and they might have to do it again this year. You know what I mean? No, we can root for them. I mean,
all right, tighten up.
You know, I mean, listen, that
tighten up.
We've already beat them in an AFC Championship game, so we got bragging rights over the Titans. So
that is true.
You know,
that is true. Okay,
I don't know. All that sucks is not us.
Pheasants over there in Tennessee.
All right, man. Cousin Sonny, man, this has been fun, dude. I did not. You know, you and I, you know, communicate all the time, but I certainly did not. And we only podcasted like, I don't know. How about this? I'm going to slow down here. Do you know this before we say goodbye? Do you know this is now coming up on the 9th year since we started podcasting together?
Is it 9 years in 2021?
2012, dude. We started doing this stuff in 2012. Isn't that unbelievable?
That's a trip.
Yeah.
I had hair and no kids back then.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, it's been a long time, man. This has been cool, man. It's been good having you in the fan cave tonight. Appreciate you coming and jumping in. Anything you wanna plug or sell or talk to Raider Nation about before you get out of here?
Yeah, get outside. You know, the longer COVID goes on, the more important it is to get outside and breathe fresh air once in a while, and you know, don't lose faith. Raider Nation, We're not in this for the short term. We're in this for the long term. And it would be nice to talk once in a while about the greatness of the Raiders in the this century, Murph. But, you know, one day we'll get there. So keep the faith. Don't lose hope. Say hi to your loved ones. Get outside and go Raiders.
Right on, man. Good to see you, Sonny. Thanks for coming in tonight. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, there he is. There's Cousin Sonny, man. Appreciate him jumping in here. All right, Raider Nation, we're going to take a little bit of a break. And so apparently the Fan Cave cam died. This, I'm telling you, this is always fun doing a show by yourself. Fan Cave cam died, so you're kind of stuck with the camera on me. But we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to jump back into the show, and we're going to get into the Sea of Fans mailbag.
What's up, Raider Nation? It's your boy, Will Compton. You're listening to Raiders Fan Radio with my boys Murph, Swaggy Jeff, and Uncle Mosh. Tune in because they f***ing put out a banger podcast.
Hey Raider Nation, this is Max Crosby from the Oakland Raiders.
And goes down, and Max Crosby, who forced a fumble last week.
You're listening to Murph, Mosh, and Swag Jeff on Raiders Fan Radio. Thank you so much. Just win, baby.
All right, appreciate you joining us for episode number 190 of Raiders Fan Radio. And thank you again, chat room. Thank you, Kill Jadis, for that amazingly generous donation. Thank you, Jesse Perkins, for that amazingly generous donation. Y'all rock, man. This Raider Nation family and this RFR family that is in this community that comes together every week is impressive. And thank you all so much. Thank you for all of you that are tonight in the chat room. And listen, as much as we love and appreciate those monetary donations, you can always just support our show by going to Murph's Fan Cave on the YouTubes, liking the videos, hit that subscribe button. If you're an audio listener, then subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff. And please help us that way, because that helps us get, you know, obviously the show more popular, and that comes with advertising opportunities, and all that equals money for the foundation where it all 100% goes. So thank you all so very, very much. So Kill Jadis is in there. Jesse Perkins is in there. Fierce Raider, Michelle Sweat, The Big Easy, Fierce Raider 88, Raider Born Rico. Rico! Love Rico, man. We're going to hear from you in a minute in the Sea of Fans mailbag. Lencho, Full Metal Mexican. Raider Flash is in there. Raider Rue. Raider Rue is all fired up about some of the firings, and I love it how he's, I forgot what he said up, something about 190 in there. Something about like the Raiders suck 190% or something like that. That was pretty funny. Running Bear from Tulare is in there. Pirate 1975, Lee B is in there. And so we appreciate all of you. And I think we got another guest gonna join me tonight in the Fan Cave. Vinny, you want to come in and read some emails?
Sure.
Okay. Cool. Oh my God, my son Vinny's coming in here, man. This is gonna be cool. All right, so come on in here. Get a spot there. Let's see if I can get this to turn on there for you. All right. Okay. So, yeah, let's get your, this off of there. How cool is this? Right on, man. Perfect timing, Vin. Thank you for coming into Fan Cave. Okay, let me see if we get your microphone on. Okay, talking to that mic.
Hello, hello.
Okay, talk again.
Hello, hello.
There you go. Talk loud.
Hello, hello.
Hey. You gotta be all screaming over there.
All right,
hey,
all right.
Welcome to Raiders Fan Radio, my youngest son, crowd favorite. Vinny Vinooch, what's up, Vinny?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Okay, let me get your camera. Let me see. I won't ask you to adjust Uncle Mosh's chair because he'll yell at you. So I'll just I'll just tilt it down towards you. Okay. Thank you, buddy. Thanks for coming in. You're going to help me with some emails?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, right on, man. So let's get into the Sea of Fans mailbag. Did I play that yet? No, I didn't play that yet. So I'm going to play the Sea of Fans music. See, I'm trying to do everything, Vin. I'm trying to produce the show, host the show, like talk to the chat room, all this stuff at the same time.
Where's Mosh today?
Mosh is at home. It's his birthday. Him and KP are hanging out. Yeah. We got to talk right into that microphone. Get loud.
All right.
Hey. There you go. Perfect. All right, you ready for this? Let's hit the Sea of Fans.
Okay.
Fading, looking. He's under the gun. He's caught, he's thrown. It is!
Oh, all right, I think, there we go. Oh, caramba. Sorry. I think I got the Fan Cave cam working again. Now there we go. There, now what's up? Hey, there it is. What's up, Fan Cave? What's up, YouTube?
Hey, what's up, YouTube?
There we go. Okay, I got that working again. All right, so I had to, whew, man, I'm telling you, this is a lot here, man. Running around over here, I'm all sweating and stuff. All right, let's get to the, so there's two ways to contact this show, this Raiders Fan Radio show. You can do that by emailing us or calling us, and we feature the emails to start off, and you can send us an email at show@RaidersFanRadio.com. That is show@RaidersFanRadio.com. And if we read your email an indefinite amount of times, or if we play your voicemail on the show three or more times, you become a made man or a made woman, Vinny, right?
Right.
So Vinny's going to help us out with the emails tonight. So thank you again, Vin, for joining us. There's your first email there. This comes from, this is from, I believe, Pirate1975. So give that email a read, and I'm going to go over there and mess with that camera a little bit while you're reading.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Read nice and loud in that microphone.
Okay, you got it. All right. Did you hear that? The young player's eyes grew. Shh, listen. The faint, distant melody of an ice cream truck could be heard. Smiles began to creep up on all the players' red, sweaty faces. Since you guys practiced so hard today, you're each going to pick whatever you want. Yay! This is awesome! The old coach stood there proudly with his wallet out, waiting to pay as all the players, one by one, came away from the ice cream truck with a treat. Grandpa Gru, you're the greatest. No, kids. You are the end. Sweet story, right? Stuff of dreams are made of. Well, we ain't no effing dreams. We're into nightmares. This whole celebrity Grandpa Gruden has got to stop. Where is the young, hungry, ready-to-prove-himself coach we all once loved? Where is Chucky? You all want to know where Chucky is? He does not exist anymore. Unfortunately, we all got Chuckles, a reformed, older, sweet version of the once terrifying head coach we had all come to love. Gruden got the job second time around for something he no longer is. Offensive guru, QB whisperer, I'll give it to you maybe. But these guys, even young players, ain't scared to screw up over and over and over, because Grandpa Gru doesn't have that fire and hunger anymore.
Go ahead, keep going.
All right.
Nice and loud.
All right. I don't see urgency, I don't see fear, and I get sick to my stomach every time we see Gruden and says he's proud of the effort. What effort? What is there to be proud of being blown out by losing teams? How many years are we going to put up with this Raider Nation? I'm tired of celebrating only the small moments. Yay, we beat the Saints. Where are the Saints right now? Yay, we won an Arrowhead and circled the stadium. Where are the Chiefs now? And personally, I loved his latest press conference when he said he's going to try to make it this winning season. Winning season? I don't know what the answer is. I do know we deserve better as fans. We can all blame COVID and injuries, but we can also, so can all the other teams that are in the playoffs. I mean, come on, Cleveland is there for Christ's sake. Let's face reality. Gruden will probably never see a hot seat, but I'm not proud of much anything I've seen since he's been back. He got the job based on what he's done. He's filthy rich now and has nothing to prove anymore. Don't get me wrong, I'd love to see Chucky come back, but it ain't happening. I'ma wrap it up. Once again, it's a microwave popcorn time for the Raider Nation, and personally, I'm tired of popcorn. P.S. Carr has won several games this year, and Mariota hasn't won any, so don't. Just don't. Mariota did his job. Don't start a QB controversy when nothing matters anyway. A frustrated Pirate, 1975, two-time sizzling made.
Sizzler, Vinny. It's a sizzler.
Sizzler made man. Sorry.
Sizzler.
Well, he said sizzling on there.
He did. Oh, sizzling made man?
Yeah, sizzling made man.
Oh, so now here I am trying to correct you, and you hit it right.
Come on, Dad.
I know, man. What's up, Dad? All right, good job, Vinny.
Thank you very much.
I love when you call me Murph. That's awesome, buddy. Good job, man. Good job, Pirate 1975. Appreciate you. Hey, we got to get you, we got to get that microphone. You got to get right on into that thing.
Right here?
Yeah. Well, let me get it up to the side. Here, look. Adjust. Pull it up to the side of your face like mine is, like this.
Right here?
Yeah, like this. Like, look at mine. You see this? And then talk, like, right into the side of it. Like, push it up. Yeah.
Now right here.
Yeah, now get loud. You got to talk loud, and you got to project.
All right, right here?
Yeah, you see how your meter over there? Can you see your meter?
Yeah, I see my meter.
Yeah, get your meter up there high.
You want? All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there we go.
Attaboy, all right. Vinny. There you go. All right, you want to read another one?
Sure.
Okay, here you go.
All right. I've been for Carr since day one, since he was listed as QB1. Yes, he has flaws, very obvious ones, like his fumbles, and yeah, he doesn't throw many interceptions. However, the ones he does throw effing kill us every time. You don't know what I've... You know what I've seen Carr do? Make a severe make a save after his screw-ups. Carr doesn't even have a fire unless he's already up. Carr makes him makes a mistake and he quits. Even him tossing the ball after the Gorm injury. Gorm? Or Groin?
Groin.
Groin. Oh, the groin.
You know what the groin is?
Yes, I know what the groin is. Come on, Dad. Gorin.
You know, it sucks to injure your groin.
Yes, your Gorin. Yeah.
Your Gorin. Your Gorin is a whole dad. Is that Gorin your part of your groin?
Huh?
Is the, like,
no, I don't know what you said.
The Gorin's like the outside part of your groin?
Yeah.
Or what? Yeah. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. The Gorin.
The Gorin.
The Gorin. Okay. Where was I? I lost my place. Thanks, Dad. Let's see. Sign of image. Okay. No, I don't expect Grime to take off and up the field still, but throw the effing ball toward. He carries the crap out of bounds. There's a lot of cuss words in there.
That's okay. Yeah, you can skip them. That's
for
fine.
5-yard loss. He could have went straight out or even tossed it. Carr is not willing to do anything for the team. Adam breaks his collarbone and says, F it, I'll hit him with the other shoulder. Mariota may or may not be more accurate, but when are you going to see Carr tear up the field and take a defender out for some extra yards? I know that isn't Carr's game, but honestly, what the F is this guy? he claims to have the Mamba mentality, but he's not, and he never has been a playmaker. And Gruden slash Mayock know what I think. Know that I think.
Yep.
Listen to how they talk about certain players. It's he's our guy, he's our key defense, etc. With Carr, it's never he's our guy. It's he's a franchise QB, never our franchise QB. And they never give up Carr or give Carr praise. It's always we need more when they talk about Mariota. It's all positive, even saying he provides a spark this offense is missing. I think after this last game, Carr's on the bench in training camp is a death fight, and I think he doesn't start. They're gonna move him before they let anyone know. It'll be a Mac move right before the team starts up again. The only thing I saw wrong with Mariota's was the timing being off to Zay, which can be fixed with timing. I want to see what Mariota can do with Ruggs on the field before I make my personal decision, which doesn't mean crap, but if he finds Ruggs when Carr isn't definitely over, Raider Craven.
Nice! Probably Craven, yeah.
Craven.
Nice. Good job, Raider Craven.
Thanks.
All right, man. Good stuff there. All right, Vinny, I got one more. I'm going to read this one, though.
Okay.
Thank you for stepping in, Vin.
Of course.
You rock, dude.
Appreciate Thanks. It. Sorry we had a little microphone trouble, a little camera trouble and all that, man, but thank you for joining me, son.
Of course.
It was fun, man. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I had a good time.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Love right. Do you know this, that like when a lot of people address these things to us or they like when they call the show, they say Murph, Mosh, Swag, Jeff, and Vinny?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's so cool.
Yeah, people always like to shout out Vinny, man. So appreciate you, Vin. Thank you for coming in, man.
We need to get Tristan on the show again.
I know. Tristan doesn't. Well, he's the voice of Lil Murph, though.
That's true.
Yeah,
That's true.
He's the voice of Lil Murph, which you know, we haven't featured Lil Murph in a hot minute. We need to do that.
Yeah, you guys need to do another
Yeah, man.
Lil Murph.
Absolutely. All right, you want to tell Raider Nation what you want for Christmas?
What I want for Christmas is... So I know there's like a very, very small chance we're going to make it to the playoffs. We're probably not. But my wish for Raider Nation, my Christmas wish, is that we just keep our spirits up and that, you know, even if we win, even if we lose, even if we tie, we are Raiders till we die.
Boom! Ah, son! That's why you're my kid. Ah, that's the best! I love you. Good job, buddy. Good job. Thank you, man.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Absolutely. Oh, there's Vinny, man. Right on, man. Good job, son. Gosh, got me all verklempt. You know how you have those moments as a parent when you're proudest? That's up there. Good job, buddy. All right, here we go. One more email before we get to the calls. Evening, fellas. Hope all is well. I'll be brief with my comments about last week's game against the Chargers. We have a quarterback dilemma brewing. I'm still a DC4 fan and hated to see him hurt last week, but Marcus Mariota gave us a completely different look and was impressive. Assuming that DC is now out for the foreseeable future, if Mariota has a couple good games to close out the year, the QB position could be a talking point again throughout the preseason. Usually I don't like to pick on one player after a defeat, but this week I'm going to, and that player is AJ Cole. I know he wasn't the only reason, but I'm venting after one incident in particular. I'm 54, I've had major surgery on my left knee, and I'm carrying some extra donut weight, and I'll tell you now, I'd have punted that kick more than 19 yards. 4 o'clock in the morning is not the time to be dealing with that kind of stuff. The ensuing field position led to another Chargers score. He also fumbled the snap on a long-range field goal. Admittedly, it was from about 65 yards, but it was still a chance to regain some momentum. Thanks, AJ. Great time to have a bad day. Elsewhere, I read that the M Resort in Henderson had announced a Raiders-themed restaurant, and it has been given the go-ahead for next year, and I've been fortunate enough to have a sneak peek of some of the menu ideas. Excuse me. Warning. Please be aware that these meals are all Raider-related. They come with high expectation. You may find you get 3/4 of the way into your meal, and things will go cold, and ultimately, you'll be disappointed at the outcome. All right, here we go. Here's the Raiders menu, according to this emailer, who I believe is Paul. The Derek Carr steak, a strong steak that has improved its flavor over last year. The Marcus Mariota, an excellent second choice to the Derek Carr steak. It has a Hawaiian flavor. The Max Crosby Condor Wings. This is a 5-bird meal, including bits of a broken eagle, cardinal, raven, falcon, and seahawk. The Josh Jacobs. A little tough to break down, but it hits the spot and does the job. The Jonathan Abram Chili. Very hot and has quite an impact. Will probably hit you when you least expect it. The Kwiatkowski Burger, very reliable. Best meal of the year so far. The Rodney Hudson Burger, same as the Kwiatkowski, but a lot bigger. The Darren Waller Dessert, tall, elegant, and smooth. The Hunter Renfro Dessert, not as tall, but not as elegant, but damn, we're glad to have it on the menu. And the Henry Ruggs Dessert, best to order this in advance as it goes real quick. We did have a Corey Littleton meal, but it's gone missing. Our fish menu this week consists of flattened distraught dolphin. We also have some historical dishes. The Stabler steak tastes a bit like a snake. You won't be able to stop talking about it for years and to come, and you'll know it's the best meal you've ever had. The spicy Villapiano, it'll knock your head off. And the Biletnikoff Hayes Stick'em Toffee Pudding. A little messy, but really sweet. The Coach Flores, an award-winning legendary Hispanic dish that comes served in a yellow jacket. Right on. We have had requests for an Antonio Brown chicken feet, but they were taken off the menu as they turned yellow and were never Raiders in the first place. We've also had a dessert named after Greg Papa, but we took it off the menu as it turned out to be bitter. And any tips will be gladly accepted by our coaching staff. We hope you've enjoyed your meal this evening. If you have, please call again. If you haven't, Domenico's Vegas will be opening soon. Finally, I'd like to give some respect to a few people because I'd like to give respect to Josh Jacobs and Darren Waller for their Pro Bowl selection. Amen. Much deserved, guys, and congratulations. However, what does Rodney Hudson have to do to be recognized by anybody outside the nation? Amen, dude. Like, complete oversight, constant oversight. Alec Ingold for his nomination for Walter Payton Man of the Year. Sweetness was an astonishing player and, by all accounts, a huge influence off the field, and I loved watching him despite being with the Bears. Let's hope Alec Ingold wins a big prize. I believe Bland is the only Raider to have won it so far, and that was in 74. Yeah, that was back when it was called something else. It was called something different. It wasn't the Walter Payton version, but yes. And last but not least, huge thank you to all of you in the fan cave and your loved ones. Thanks for bringing sanity to our crazy world, fellas. Raiders and otherwise, have a great Christmas and New Year, RFR family, and remember to stay safe. Love you, Nation. Love you, Raider Nation. His Lordship, Paul Edgerton, Shropshire, Mississippi. Polly Award winner 2019. Foggy Glasses Award winner 2020. BRT Sizzler Scorekeeper, proud made man, and five time, plus one winner of the BRT Sizzler Award.
Paul!
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 Your name, Paul?
Hello?
Paul!
Paul.
Hello.
Paul.
I met him with
Paul.
Who?
Paul.
Paul. Yes, Paul.
Paul's not here.
Hey, Paul.
Paul.
Hi. I'm Paul.
All right, there we go. There's Paul, and we appreciate Paul checking in on the emails, always closing that out. And we always start off our calls with a call from the Capo. Don't have one this week, but it is, of course, it being at Christmas week. Not sure what Capo's up to this week, but we will always miss him as he always kicks off this segment. But we will catch up with him next time and talk to him soon. But let's go ahead and get let's hit a little break here, and then we'll jump into our calls.
Hey, Raider Nation, I just want to say hello. This is Pastor Mondo of NathanMinistry.net. You're listening to Raider Fan Radio with Uncle Marsh and my brother, Merv. Just win, baby.
All right, appreciate Pastor Mondo. All right, let's get into some of these voicemails and the Sea of Fans mailbag. This is a lot of fun, man. We're going to have a good time in here tonight. So last week we had a call from Silver Macho Savage. This was an apparent contender to Macho Man Raider Savage or Macho Raider Savage, who is Kiljadis, as we know, and who is so incredibly kind with his $100 donation, along with Jesse Perkins and his $200 donation. Amazing guys, thank you so much. But Kiljadis does Raider Macho Savage and has been the undisputed like wrestling impersonator caller of the show. And then now here comes this contender, this Raider Macho Savage Silver Macho Savage. And he's done good, man. I liked his call last week. Well, this is the second one. So that means next week, Silver Macho Savage will become a made man if he calls us one more time. But let's check in with edition number two from Raider Macho, or I keep calling him that. I'm going to mix them up. Silver Macho Savage.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. This is Silver Macho Savage back with a special holiday greeting from Murph and Uncle Marsh and Swag Jeff, the entire Raider Nation. Yeah. And I need to start with an apology to the members of the cave. You see, last week when I brought it, it wasn't like the best of Rich Gannon, no. It was more like the worst of Matt McGloin, or maybe even Matt Flynn. Now, I'm not one to make excuses, although I can blame it on injuries. I did pull a muscle lifting a 200-pound dumbbell. Or I could blame it on COVID-19. Or on a lack of training camp, but I'm not one to make excuses. So I'll just say, it's on me. I take responsibility for that poor performance. You may have heard something like that before somewhere else, but I digress. Let me just say this. I have no beef with the Macho King. In fact, this Raider fan cave, and indeed the entire world, may just be big enough for the two of us to coexist. Yeah, maybe a meeting of the macho minds, yeah. But right now, you see, well, let me tell you, I'm on a mission, yeah. And the mission's both short-term and long-lived, you see. Even though Silver Macho was already a champion in his own right, I have a mission. And this to be a self-made man right here in the fan cave. Oh, yeah. Well, Raider Nation, Raider Fan Radio, and the future of this team may only be for two more games before we look ahead. But the fishing nets are coming out. That's right. Casting them out. Yeah, we're going to gather in those aqua and orange squishy fish who, with that new design, look more like drunken eels. Let me tell you, I have just one question for you as we go into Christmas, and as we look at all the pretty packages wrapped up under the tree. What you also see is that big black and silver shadow, yeah. And so are you ready for the nightmare? Because the rate of madness is coming, oh yeah. So to all the good little girls and boys out there with their silver and black stockings hung by the chimney, just remember this, Silver Macho Savage has a wish too. And that's to be a self-made macho man before the end of the year.
Come on.
Yeah. So just like the fact that our collective goal is to see the Raiders with a winning record, Silver Macho Savage has one goal in mind, to be a self-made macho man. So before I leave and head out of sight, let me just say, a happy Christmas to all. And don't be uptight. Dig it.
Oh, dang. So good. So good, man. I love it. I love it. Silver Macho Savage. Excellent job, man. That is a way to represent here in the fan cave. Keep them coming, man. Next week, you only got to do one more, and you will be self-made. That is fantastic, dude. Yeah, one more and get in. And you are definitely, look, we've got a champion, okay? But you are definitely the number one contender. And just remember this. Sometimes number one contenders don't always win the belt on the first try. So keep those things coming, man, because there might be an answer coming up later in this show from the other macho. I don't want to sell the lead or foreshadow too much, but just know that no call out goes unanswered. And I thought it was a very respectful call out. So great job there, Silver Macho Savage. Look forward to hearing from you again. All right. Next up on the show, we're going to hear from our buddy, newly crowned made man, Raider Flash.
What's up, Murph? Uncle Mosh, Swag. This is Raider Flash. There ain't much I got to say. If Gruden's listening, get your head out your ass and start making better play calling down the red zone and the 5-yard line. Straight up, better play calling, dude. And for all the haters out there, Carr will be the starter next year. Carr ain't going nowhere. And I'm calling Pat McAfee out, sucker. You're on the outside looking in. You don't know what you're talking about, man. You don't know what you're talking about. Tired of the car hating every year. We go through this every year on the offseason. Let's get these last two wins, man. Kick Miami's ass. And better play calling, Gruden. And I know the defense is trash, but next year we go all defense in the draft. That's my opinion. And I'm out. Raider Flash. Peace. One Nation.
Love it. Love it, Raider Flash. Appreciate the phone call. Appreciate the message. And yeah, great stuff, man. I'm with you, man. Like, let's quit the car hating, man. He's had a good year. You know, Cody said something last week when he joined us on the show, Raider Cody. Shout out Raider Cody, no free shout outs. You know, he looks forward to the day when we're not debating Derek Carr. I do too. And look at, and you know, and I was plenty vocal about Derek Carr this last offseason and being disappointed in a lot of the things that were going on around his gameplay and the game results and the wins and losses and blah, 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 blah. This year he answered a lot of questions. You know, he checked a lot of those boxes that we've been saying. And so I don't think there's any controversy here. You know, it's kind of like move along, right? Like there's nothing to see there. So let's give Derek some grace because he answered the call on a lot of things this season. And I think we can all agree that defensively, like this year, despite, I know I get all the fumbles and I get the turnovers and I understand all that stuff, but let's all agree that the defense is the more glaring issue on why we've lost games this season. And all you got to do is turn around and look at last week when Derek Carr wasn't the quarterback and we still lost. And it was because we had a really poor defensive effort, especially late in the game. So, all right, next up, let's check in with our buddy, the Raider Critique.
Uncle Mosh, Murph, Swag Jeff, it's the Raider Critique. Yeah, I'm calling again. Hopefully this time I've actually got more of a point to get to than I've had the last couple calls that I've had with you guys. Number one, obviously we're not making the playoffs this year. We were absolutely dicked down by the refs for a bunch of no calls. And we let it slip away against the Chargers. Our defense is exactly what it is, a dumpster fire. But we still had to replace the defensive coordinator because we're not going to get out of that losing culture unless we get out of that losing scheme, which on a short week, I know Marinelli couldn't really do anything with that, and he couldn't change anything up, but Raider Nation, and yes, I'm speaking to you, chat room, and hey, I want to go ahead and applaud you guys for having to deal with that riffraff in the chat room. With me also being a part of it, you know, it's kind of like babysitting for you guys. But Marcus Mariota looked good. I really wish we could keep both quarterbacks. I know it's probably not going to be possible, but Marcus Mariota is exactly what we need in a backup to Derek Carr in case something goes down like what went down against the Chargers. Having a viable backup quarterback to come in and score points and not make many mistakes the way Mariota did. But it really does suck that we lost to the Chargers. I really don't foresee us going to the playoffs now. I think we have like a 5% chance now from all what the main talking heads are saying. Suck.
I agree. It sucks. A Raider critique, man. Appreciate you. Very appreciate your passion. And I appreciate your always constant support of what we do around here at Raiders Fan Radio and Murph's Fan Cave. All right, great call there. All right, let's see. Who do we got next? We're going to hit. Okay, here you go. I wish I had like a rumbling of a crowd, like, all right, or a drum roll even. Like, here we go. Here might be the answer to Silver Macho Savage. Let's check in with Kiljadus and the Macho Raider Savage.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. We still have a chance. How do we still have a chance? All we have to do is win out, and then the Ravens lose out, and the Dolphins lose out. We have a chance.
You are impossible. Your positivity is so blinding. How can you even say that we even have a chance? The Ravens have two easy opponents next. They're not going to lose. The Dolphins are red hot. They're not going to lose either.
There's still a chance. You got to just have faith.
No, you got to be realistic about it, okay? We can't do this, all right? We just win out and just make, that's the goal. That's the goal. Just win out. That's all we can do.
Listen, just because you don't have faith in what we do doesn't mean that you should be spreading your negativity on the fans' radio.
Well, I'm sorry. It's over with. Let's just move on.
Negative Nancy.
So stupid. How do we get here? Who knows? Either way. Do you want to talk about it?
Talk about what?
That other guy.
The Macho Man Raider Savage does not talk about phonies, fakes, and clones.
Oh!
Okay, whatever you say.
Why don't we end it right here?
Very well, then.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Ooh,
it's over! We have a champion! It's Bedlam here! It's pandemonium!
The taste of victory, though!
Raider.
Macho Man Savage.
The Macho Man
Raider
Savage.
All right, there he is, the Macho Man Raider Savage, holding on to that belt, man, holding on to that championship. Congratulations. But listen, Silver Macho, man, keep them coming. That was an incredible voicemail number two. Next week you're going to be made. We look forward to this this continued friendly rivalry between these two machos, man. You guys rock. Love the creativity of our callers. One of my absolute favorite things about doing Raiders Fan Radio is hearing the creativity of the callers from you all that sing to you're doing impressions. All that. It's incredible. But Macho, still the reigning champion, undisputed at this point. And so we'll see what Silver Macho's got to say next week. All right, next up, let's check in with our buddy Adam Hill.
Happy birthday, Mosh. Swag Jeff, Murph. Man, oh man, this is a horrible, horrible phone call right here. I'm just going to sit here and say it. It sucks to lose on Thursday because, God darn it, we got to sit there and watch Saturday games. And we don't get to look forward to no Raider football. We got to sit there and watch Sunday games. No football. We got to sit there and watch Monday games. No football. And then we got another Thursday game. No football. And it's like, gosh, dang it. Gosh. I just want to watch my Raiders play. I don't even care. Win, lose, don't matter. We tie, don't matter. Because I know in 2 weeks, if we don't make the playoffs, I ain't going to get to see my Raiders on TV. And you guys better cherish this moment. Enjoy watching the silver and black play. Whether we, because we ain't going to have nothing after this. We're going to go until August. Until August. And hopefully COVID don't affect it again. Because I want to see preseason. We didn't even get to see preseason. But it's all right. And happy birthday, Mosh.
Oh, right on, man. Nice. Love the birthday shout outs for Uncle Mosh there. Appreciate you, Adam Hill. Thank you for calling the show. Thank you for being a made man. Thank you for all the awesome support that you give us. Speaking of awesome support, man, I'm going to jump in the chat room real quick. Fierce Raiders in there. Appreciate you, Jesse Perkins, with the monster $200 donation tonight. Thank you, Jesse Perkins. Pirate 1975, Mahomie. Oh, gosh. Here goes the KC fan. I swear, like every other week, we get KC fan here, but it's okay. We welcome you, KC fan, because we know there is no Chiefs fan radio, and we know that you struggle with creativity in your fan base, and so you need to check in with what the competitors are doing, and that's fine, or what the rivals, not competitors, we'll say what the rivals are doing. We welcome you. Just keep it friendly in there, and you know, Raider Nation will be nice to you. You be nice to us. You know, you take a shot at one of us, and then all of us will shoot at you back. Coach Davis is in there. Raider born, Rico. Jesse Perkins, as I mentioned, W. Woods, that's a new name. Appreciate you, W. Woods, Lee B., Michelle Sweat. The Big Easy is in there. Watts Raider is in there. Kill Jadis, also with another incredibly generous $100 donation. Appreciate you, Kill Jadis, and the amazing Raider Macho Savage there. Raider Born Rico, Franklin 83, great stuff in there in the chat room tonight. Appreciate all of you, and I will definitely look forward to catching back up with the chat tonight after we get done with the show. All right, next up, man, another new caller. This is fun. Here's another creative call. I hope we don't get in trouble on iTunes with this one because it's a karaoke, so there's a little bit of music in it, but hopefully it's not enough to get us in trouble. And but this is a great call, so welcome to Raiders Fan Radio, first-time caller, the Raider Karaoke Kid.
This is a new caller, the Raider Karaoke Kid. Now, folks, here's a story about a coach named Gruden. His Vegas act, you know, is still unproven. He wanted a winner in Sin City Town, but the Chargers took the ball and drove it all the way down. Hotty, 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 hot. Hotty, 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 ho. Heedy, 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 hee. Hotty, 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 ho. His second in command was old Pauly G. He put the schemes together in year number 3.
Oh.
But times are tough, and COVID is real. And now the search is on for someone who can turn the deal. Hotty, 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 ho.
Hotty, hotty, hotty,
ho. Heedy, 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 hee.
Heedy, 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 hee.
Hotty, 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 ho.
Hotty, 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 ho.
The Raider offense was better rated. Some numbers up, some down, yet still debated. Waller and Jacobs, for them the season went far, but some fans still kept bitching about Derek Carr. Howdy, 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 howdy,
howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy,
howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy,
howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy,
howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy,
howdy,
howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy,
Oh my gosh, that's money, dude. That is busting out the Cab Calloway there, made incredibly famous from the Blues Brothers movie. And man, that was awesome, dude. The Raider Karaoke Kid, man. I love it. Blues Brothers, one of my all-time favorite movies, man. I love Cab Calloway, love that song. And I'm a huge fan of that swing era of music. And so great stuff there, man. Awesome. Awesome entry, man. Appreciate that. All right, next up, let's get to... So I'll bring it down here. If I had access to the lights from the fan cave desk, I'd turn everything down. Kind of like, you know, put on some blues, kind of put on some slow jams. You know what I mean? Just kind of set the mood, maybe light a candle, you know, maybe some incense or some other aromatherapy device, you know. Let's check in with our buddy Rico.
Hey guys, Raider Bo Rico here. So I will keep all my anger for and all my comments for next week. And I just want to say you that you are something really special. You deserve it. I know you don't like compliments, but it's Christmas, and I got to tell you, Merry Christmas, because especially for you, for all of you made men and women, and Marsh and Swago and Murph and Sonny and all your family, Vinny, and to contribute Domenico as well, who is part of the family, and to contribute for this, because without you, all the Raiders game, even the wins, will taste a lot more sour. So congratulations to you. Happy Christmas. We are just once, you know. We are the Raiders. Players, forget about all the stuff you have in your head. That Sunday, go as us. Go as a family. Go as Raiders. Chucky, go as a Raider. Just leave your playbook and invent something on the field. Freestyle for you, Chucky. On Sunday. Tried it. So with all that say, Merry Christmas to you guys. I love you all. Go Raiders and f*** the Ravens. I'm out.
Yes! And F the Ravens. Absolutely. F the Ravens. Tony Siragusa. Shannon Sharp. F all them Ravens, man. Oh my gosh. Oh man, the great call from Rico there. Appreciate you. And you know, yeah, it is... we don't, like, you know, self gloss. And so, thank you. And I think that's one of the reasons that, like, with these amazing donations and things, like, you know, it's not false humility here. Like it, I mean, we just like, it's very flattering, and I'm so grateful that, that Raider Nation gathers around this show and we can do some amazing good with one another. And then hearing compliments like that from our buddy Rico, like, thank you, man. Like, I can't tell you enough how much that means to us. And that's the reason that we do all this. That's the reason that, you know, despite like all the freaking out I was doing earlier and all the crybaby stuff that I was doing earlier, it's all about Raider Nation. Like, it doesn't matter. Truly, in my heart of hearts, it doesn't matter to me how good the team is. Like, I'm a Raider fan, and I'm a fan of this fan base. And Raider Nation, since we've been doing this show, has frankly become more important to me than the team itself. Like, the fans, all of you that are listening, everyone that's in the chat, like, that has become more interesting to me than the actual team on Sunday. And so, Rico, thank you for your kind words. We appreciate you. You're a freaking legend around here, bro. Like, keep those calls coming. Everyone loves to hear from you, and we love all the amazing support that you give us from the Canary Islands. All right, so every week we award a Sizzler Award. That's what we call kind of our best emailer or phone caller throughout the course of the week. And so without Mosh being here, who calls it, it's Swag Jeff's turn. And without Swag being here, it lands on me. But I don't depend on me. I'm going to depend on the chat room. And so let me say this. Like, let me get, where's my sheet from? Oh, crap. I don't have my sheet from the emails earlier. Hang on. Let me find my sheet with all the emails on it so I can make sure I give everybody credit. Dang it, what did I do with it? So I'm gonna award a Sizzler. So this is the best email or phone call. We got emails from tonight. We got Pirate 1975. We had Craven, and then we had Paul, of course, legend around here in his own right, as on the emails with Paul. Thank you so much for your emails. on the voicemails. We had Silver Macho Savage. Excellent job on becoming the number one contender. We had Raider Flash. Thank you so much, Raider Flash. Appreciate you. Raider Critique. Raider Critique, such an awesome contributor for us in the chat room and otherwise. Thank you. We had Killed Jadus. Way to crush it with Macho Raider Savage and defending your title as the macho champion around here. We had Adam Hill. Thank you so much, Adam Hill, for the voicemail tonight. Thank you, Rico. But tonight, I think the sizzler has got to go to, because I can't keep an eye totally on the chat, but it was scrolling heavy during this call. Everyone loves Cab Calloway. Of course, an old school song from way back in the day, the original swing days, big band days, but again, got brought back into popularity back in the 70s because of the Blues Brothers, and Cab Calloway, an absolute legend. And I thought he did an amazing job representing that song and his Raider fandom. He is the Raider Karaoke Kid. Congratulations on your Sizzler Award.
I am the Sizzler.
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 We are Metallica, and we are here for your Oakland Raiders!
You know why we are here, and we ain't playing around today!
From The Walking Dead to errant Jedi Knights, Raiders fans are a rogues gallery.
Ha ha ho ho Agalor Agalor. There's only been a handful of folks that have ever come in here with their first call and pulled a Sizzler Award, and Raider Karaoke Kid, man, you did it tonight. So congratulations on your Sizzler Award. Guys, I can't thank enough tonight the contributions. I know there has been more than Jesse and more than Kill Jadus, but I can't scroll up, and it's hard for me by myself tonight to get back up to everybody. But I know that we've had some other donations as well, so I don't want to skate over those, because it doesn't matter to me if it's $1, $2, $5, $20. Those are all important, and the more of those that we can get, the more that we can support the One Nation Foundation. So every single one of those is very significant, and thank you. And so again, thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Kill Jadus. Thank you to everybody in the chat room tonight. I'm gonna shout them out here. Franklin 83 is in there. Lee B, Raider Rue, The Big Easy, Kill Jadus, Rogue Code. That's a new name to me. Appreciate you. Let's see, Darth Vader Raider. What's up, Darth Vader? Fierce Raider, Pirate 1975, Michelle Sweat is in there, Ty, ta-da, Raider, W. Woods is in there, Jesse Perkins, Raider Flash, so many folks, man, thank you so very, very much for supporting Raiders Fan Radio the way that you do. And man, this has been so much fun tonight, man. And first and foremost, my love and my prayers go out to Swag Jeff and his family. Get healthy, y'all. You know we love you, and can't wait to see you back here in the Fan Cave, Jeff, once everything is clean and cleared up. And so we appreciate you. Appreciate you, chap. Appreciate all the audio listeners. Y'all have a Merry Christmas, man. It's a tough time this year. You know, it's a tough time for us to get together as families, but just remember, keep each other safe. Keep each other, just keep other people in your thoughts, man. Keep other people ahead of yourself. And I'm speaking to myself too. Let's not think about self. Let's think about others and put others first and foremost. We're going to get through this holiday season and this Christmas season, and then we're going to be into, you know, hopefully a new version of the world here in the next coming months. So just support one another, love on one another. That's what this season is all about, man. Celebrate love, celebrate kindness, turn up the light, don't yell at the darkness. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're yelling at the freaking defense, do that, because the defense needs some freaking yelling at. You know, it's a rough time for us as Raider fans too, man, that 1% chance, but we'll lean into that 1% chance. Let's just enjoy the last two games. Let's enjoy the game against the Dolphins and the game against the Donkeys. You know, even if we're out of the playoffs, hey, at least we can roll into Mile High and beat that cocky sucker, Drew Locke, and those Denver Broncos. That will be something to definitely root for. And then next thing you know, it'll be draft season, man. So let's enjoy these last two for what they are. So we love you, Raider Nation, man. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Please keep taking care of one each other. And man, go Raiders. We'll see you next week back here to Fan Cave for our last show of 2020. And we're all ready to get on from 2020. Good night, guys.